Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thanks to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. All right, so this is the final day we're going to talk about the Miracle Morning Challenge, but the challenge continues. The last actions to include as part of your Miracle Morning are reading and scribbling. So let's let Trident Lion on YouTube fill us in on the deets.
The next letter is R, which is for reading. Reading is the fifth practice of the Life Savers, S-A-V-E-R-S, in this process. Read. The more you read and the more you learn is the more you earn, as Warren Buffett has said. And the last S is scribbling. Scribbling is the final practice in the Life Savers and is really just another word for writing. So write 5-10 minutes a day. A journal. Just let all your thoughts out, put them on paper, organize goals that you have throughout the day.
Remember the Life Savers: silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, and Team Debt Free. If you skipped yesterday's talk on exercise and the benefits of walking just 30 minutes a day, do your health a favor and listen. And of course, the last two, reading and scribbling or journaling. While all of this can ideally be done in 1 hour, 1 hour in the morning, sometimes life gets in the way. Kids get sick, you have a 4th of July holiday in the middle of the week, whatever. If you don't have a full hour in the morning, 6 minutes will do the trick.
Another great principle in this book is something that Hal calls the 6-minute miracle. Now, the 6-minute miracle is designed to get real results in 6 minutes. The first minute is to envision yourself waking up peacefully every single morning with a big yawn and a stretch and a smile on your face. The second minute is to pull out your daily affirmations, the ones that remind you of your unlimited potential and also what's most important to you. What are your priorities? The third minute is to close your eyes and visualize what you desire. If you have a vision board, that's great. Use that. The fourth minute, take 1 minute to write down some of the things that you're grateful for and that you're proud of. The fifth minute, grab your self-help book and invest 1 miraculous minute reading a page or two. Learn a new idea. Something that you can incorporate in your day to become better. In the 6 minute, stand up and spend the last minute moving your body for 60 seconds. Maybe run in place, maybe do a minute of jumping jacks, sit-ups, whatever. Just get the body moving. Motion creates emotion.
So this has been pretty cool. I'm glad you're walking through this Miracle Morning process with me. I hope this adds a little productivity to your day, a little texture to your life, a little focus to your debt-free journey. I'm done with the summary, but remember, the Miracle Morning Challenge continues 7 days. I'm challenging you. Go through this and see if this doesn't change something in your morning routine and ultimately in your day. Sign up at debtfreedivas.org/miracle. I think this will be fantastic for your journey to debt freedom. Thanks for tuning in, Team Debt Free. Have a great money week. Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. It's Friday, y'all. Time for a little cute tea with Team Debt-Free. Today's question comes from an anonymous new member of Team Debt-Free. You don't have to give your name. It's all good. The questions are still helpful overall. The question was, should I take a loan on my retirement account to pay the down payment on a home purchase? Short answer, absolutely not. Is that clear enough? But here's why. I think we need to really reframe our approach to paying for big ticket items. Instead of thinking about how can I get a loan or depending on credit cards or things that we have to pay back, we need to think more about planning, saving, and paying cash as part of a debt-free lifestyle. And number two, in some cases, if you lose your job or you're separated from the job associated with that retirement account, you may have to repay that loan within 60 days. Why take that risk? And finally, you're losing out on gains that the money could be earning for you while you take that loan. So those are just 3 high-level reasons why I don't think taking a loan, especially on something that is not an emergency, something that you can definitely approach in another way, would not be the best alternative for you to take in terms of raising the money to pay for a home. Instead, my suggestions are, of course, to look at your budget and identify areas that you can redirect funds in to accelerate your savings. That means you need to have a budget, right? If money is tight, and you're doing your budget, consider part-time work or side hustles to save more money and accelerate your savings that way. And of course, eliminating debt first will give you more room in your budget to save aggressively, and that, folks, is a win-win. If you have questions for me, head over to my website, debtfreedivas.org. You can leave me a message there or contact me on social media. I'm at Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Debt Free Divas. Thanks for tuning in, Team Debt Free. Have a great money weekend.